Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
All Saints Sunday is a delicious tradition in the history of the Church. You can actually think about this day as the Church practicing one of its fundamental tenets, the lifting up of the marginalized or the forgotten. It works like this. You see, the major saints in our history, they all have their own day in the year to celebrate them. You know, your St. Peter's, your St. Paul's, your St. Augustine's, your St. Francis's. Those are the saints that we've all heard of, and they get their own day, and it's a big deal. But lots of saints, official and unofficial, get lost in the bright lights of the major saints. And so to honor those who get assigned sort of to the edges, All Saints Day is for them. And the great thing about that tradition is that we get to meditate and remember the saints in our lives too, who have shaped and formed us in the faith. We get to give thanks for those who might not ever get remembered in history, but who were faithful, who inspired us to follow Jesus. I'm thinking about three different gatherings of saints today. The first one is the Latino Foursquare Church that we share our church building with. Several years ago, I went to a Sunday service, and during that service, the congregation was giving a farewell and Godspeed to a young man named Danilo. Danilo had been a member of the church for 2 years, and now he was heading back to Mexico. They gave him a blessing and invited him to say a few words to the congregation that had welcomed him into the Christian faith. Danilo stood up, kind of shy, and then he began to speak, and it was so powerful. He said, Well, you all know I used to drink and do drugs. My family in Mexico has the same problem, my brothers and my father. You all know how I got invited to come to church, and then through the prayers and support of the brothers and sisters here, I gave up the drugs and the drinking and started reading scripture, and I became a member of your church. And now my father has been murdered in Mexico, so I have to go back to bury him. If this had happened 2 years ago, he continued, I would have gone home to bury my father and to wreak vengeance on those who killed him. But because of the brothers and sisters here who introduced me to Jesus, I am going home with forgiveness in my heart and not vengeance. I know the people who killed my father will not like me. I am part of the family they hate. I also know that my brothers at home are not going to like me either, because I will not seek revenge on the people my family hates. So pray for me, brothers and sisters, because when I go, nobody is going to like me. They are not going to like to hear that we have to forgive the people who killed my father. Jesus says, Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when people speak evil against you on my account. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. How many Beatitudes did Danilo embody? This Danilo, whose namesake ended up in a den of lions, is now heading back to his own den of lions. And probably nobody was going to remember Danilo for very long. No one is going to write a book about him. And yet there he was, living out the life of a saint. There he was, going into the very heart of darkness, that nothing with nothing but the word of God in his heart, the word of forgiveness. Well, that's not altogether true. He wasn't going with nothing else. He was also going with the prayers of the rest of the saints at the Four Square Church, praying for someone they most likely would not be able to keep track of. But today, All Saints' Day, is the day to remember those who may not long be remembered. And we turn our prayers and our hearts to such as Danilo, who went to stand for something different than the hatred and the violence that was wreaking havoc on his people. God bless this saint. And especially now, bless this saint and our memory of him. We, in these days, are in the middle of our own hatred and violence. We stand on the eve of an election that has been fueled by hatred, and that fuel has been readily welcomed and accepted into our hearts. Lord, have mercy. But the church remembering Danilo is not just remembering him, but we are also evoking the memory of God. God does not forget the people who are mourning, who are persecuted, who are makers of peace in a violent world. God does not forget them. And God lends the church God's own memory so that we may be reminded and know the very nature of God embodied in the saints. It is a memory which reaches back into history to bring us the reminder that we so desperately need. And so Danilo and our Four Square brothers and sisters are one group of saints that is to be lifted up and remembered today. And another group is the saints at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Annville, Pennsylvania. St. Mark Lutheran Church is the product of two predecessor Lutheran churches in Annville that closed their doors, sold their properties, demolished their buildings to unite in yet a third building. This third building, St. Mark, is where my son Sam and his now wife Lindsay were married. And one of the great images of that wedding for me was the great white stone wall behind the altar. That wall was constructed from the white stones of one of the former Lutheran church buildings, the very one that Lindsay's grandparents attended and where her mother was baptized. Those stones bore witness to that and many other blessed events. Those stones absorbed the prayers of the faithful saints at St. Mark for decades. The word proclaimed in preaching and in song and in meal, the hopes and the fears, the celebrations and the sacrifices made by the saints over time, the lives and the passing of the lives in that small valley. Those saints who lived faithfully through World War I, then through their own pandemic, the Spanish flu, the Roaring Twenties, the Depression, the Second World War, and all that came thereafter. Those stones stood before the throne and silently bore witness to the now mostly unremembered saints, those who have come through the great ordeal. And more importantly, they bore witness to the promises of God throughout the struggles faced by those saints. And in this newer building, they stood and bore witness to the faithfulness of God as two young people made promises of faithfulness to one another. And we, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we have our own building. It's not being sold or demolished, thanks be to God. But oh, do we miss it. That is, we miss gathering in it. Over this time, we have fasted from something that we dearly love, our weekly gathering in this holy space. And we do so because the law of love requests it of us. To tend to the well-being of our community, we fast from our fellowship. But the cedar wood in this place has absorbed the prayers of the faithful, the proclamation of the gospel in preaching and singing and meal over these many years, and continues to bear witness to the hopes and the fears of the saints, the celebrations and the sacrifices, the living and the passing of lives in this little valley. But far more importantly, this gathering of saints, worshiping over the telephone, praying for one another from afar, holding the fast and the sacrifice being asked of us, this gathering on this holy day takes the time to recall that God remembers us. Though we may feel off balance from our normal daily lives and rhythms, you know, we still find ways to feed the hungry, to collect clothing for those who are coming out of jail on cold, cold mornings, to support one another in the midst of the ordeal that we are now facing. And on this day, we look to the saints, the lesser-known saints, like us, for inspiration, encouragement, and examples of fidelity to God, who remembers us and loves us and gathers us up in creative ways until that day when we can again return to the place of worship that dearly reminds us of the throne of God, where thousands and thousands, an uncountable crowd gathers around the throne and the Lamb. We will be gathered. And in the meantime, we are gathered in the heart of God who remembers us. Amen. The hymn of the day is "Bless the Lord, My Soul."
Leads me into life.
Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life.
Let us confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creed.
All participants are unmuted.
Father, we remember today the saints who have gone before us, and look to the day we are all joined in your heavenly chorus. Fill our hearts with joy as we remember all whose lives touched us with your love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for our church leaders, Bishops Elizabeth and Kristen, Pastor Paul and Chris Sandy, Intern Dane, Seminary and Lynette, and all the servants of the church. Inspire them, strengthen them, and lead them in paths to guide us to live in justice, humility, and compassion. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we are challenged by divisiveness, fear, and impatience. As we approach the election of our nation's leaders this week, make your will made known to us. Instill in us a spirit of discernment. Calm our hearts and lead us to quiet acceptance, knowing that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For what else does the people of God give thanks and pray?
O God, we remember before you and among us today the saints who have completed their sojourn on earth. We remember Alice Soma, Corey Brown, Kitty Griffith, Kyle Sparks, Sylvia Gervais, Gary Gilkey, Wilma Tipton, Cindy Elspass, Vonnie Palumbo, Reinhardt Schuster, Beth Reidner, Bob Wilson, Bill Schultz, Ed Reynolds, Everett Morrison, Don Gray, Betty Mollett, and all those we name now before you.
Mary Hoisington, call it.
Kathleen Hearn?
Remember all of these, beloved, O Lord. Receive them into the blessed gathering of the saints in light, for the sake of Jesus Christ, the Holy One. Lord, in your mercy. Let us continue with our prayers. Let us pray for our sister congregations, our sister gathering of saints. Light the flame of hope in the heart of your church.
Light the flame of hope in the heart of your church.
For grace in Horseshoe Bend, faith in Kamia, good hope in Lenore, grace in Mountain Home, St. John in Nez Perce, Ascension in Orofino, grace in Potlatch, Lamb of God in Priest Lake, and peace in Colfax, Lord.
Let the flame of hope in the heart of your church.
For Gideon in Connell, Christ in Davenport, Trinity in Endicott, Fairfield Community in Fairfield, Christ the King in Goldendale, good hope in Lind, and peace in Otis Orchards, Lord.
Let the flame of hope in the heart of our church.
For St. Paul in Chewila, Emmanuel in Reardon, St. Peter in Spokane, St. John in Sprague, Faith in Toppenish, Wilbur in Wilbur, Tree of Life in Yakima, and Star Valley in Thane. Lord,
light the flame of hope in the heart of your church.
For Shepherd of the Hills in Concrete, Troy in Troy, the Wenatchee Valley Lutheran Latino Ministry, St. Paul in Quincy, Pilgrim in Othello, Grace in Mattawa, and the Lake Chelan United Methodist Church in Chelan. Lord,
light the flame of hope in the heart of your church.
Light the flame of hope in the heart of your church, O God, by the example of your saints. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We turn now to the litany for the saints. For the saints who have inspired our faith.
We give you thanks, O God.
For the saints who have challenged our assumptions.
We give you thanks, O God.
For the saints who have called forth our gifts.
We give you thanks, O God.
For the saints who have evoked our humility.
We give you thanks, O God.
For the saints who have reflected your glory.
We give you thanks, O God.
We give you thanks, O God, and we ask you to place in our hearts the desire to live saintly lives for the sake of a world deeply in need of your holiness. Amen. And now we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. The sending hymn is 423, Shall We Gather at the River?
We gather at the river, where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever, flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up its silver spray, we will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river, and gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace spirits will deliver and provide a robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river, soon our pilgrimage will cease, soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Amen.
That concludes the worship service. I have a few announcements. The first is a reminder that there is no service outside, no drive-in service from here on out through the winter. The second is that you can join the sermon discussion group following this service by simply staying on the line and pressing *3 and then pressing 9 to enter the group. Last week we had a little trouble getting there. I think it helped people if the same thing happens this week to hang up and redial the original number and then try the process *3-9 again. We finally did gather some folks in, but there was a little technical problem last week. All right, so let's open the microphones.
All participants are unmuted.
Dear saints of God, go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the people say, thanks be to God. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. To join to the subconference, press number of subconference. Your input is invalid.
Shoot. Okay.
To join to the conference, your input is invalid.
Is anyone there?